News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Former ambassador and current dean of the Bush School of Government, Ryan Crocker, updated the Chamber of Commerce members this week about the current problems in the Middle East. After the presentation, Crocker described the power of the Islamic State group, also known as ISIS.
I call the Islamic State Al-Qaeda version 6.0. They are more numerous, they are better armed, they are better financed, they have more experience. They have several thousand members who have Western passports and don't need visas to get into this country. And now with their gains inside both Syria and Iraq, for the first time, they have something that no form of Al-Qaeda ever had. They've got the space and they've got the security to plan longer-term, more complex operations.
Crocker says the United States needs to be engaged in the region and use all available tools. But the former ambassador says the form of the engagement has to be flexible depending on what's going on in each country. A Brazos County constable isn't happy about a pending move to the courthouse. County commissioners heard a request this week from Precinct 4 Constable Isaac Butler for another officer after just finding out he will be responsible for serving more court papers. Then Butler shared his frustration that he wasn't included when the decision was made to move his office from a standalone building to the fourth floor of the courthouse.
The whole lot of people that in that my precinct, they won't come into that courthouse. They'll, like they coming over there and just run through there and pay, because they think if they come through that metal detector and go up to that fourth floor, whatever the reason, they may not be able to come back out of the courthouse.
County Judge Dwayne Peters told Butler the decision to move the constable's office to the courthouse was before precinct lines were drawn after the 2010 census. At that time, Peters said the courthouse was part of Precinct 1. Commissioners took no action on Butler's request for the additional officer. A Bryan man is accused of taking his father's pickup without permission and leading Bryan police on a pursuit involving multiple crashes.
Jail records indicate it's a second arrest this month and 17 in the last 8 years for 26-year-old Rafael Villarreal. According to the arrest report, the father told police his son had been up for 3 days using narcotics and was probably under the influence while behind the wheel. Officers reported the truck swerved while on Highway 21 and FM 2818 before turning on Beck, then entering the Oakwood Mobile Home Park. By the time the hour-long pursuit ended, the truck hit a mobile home, a mailbox, and a utility pole. One patrol vehicle was also damaged. Villarreal is jailed on bonds totaling $104,000. From Brazos County District Court, a College Station man is admitted to shooting in July of last year outside the Southgate Village Apartments. 30-year-old Garen Moore has been in jail since his arrest last October, was sentenced to 10 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim, a former friend, told investigators several shots were fired. One hit the victim in the lower calf as he ran away. A College Station woman has entered guilty pleas to two drunk driving arrests over an 8-month period. 54-year-old Pamela Paisley was sentenced to 3 years for her third and fourth DWI convictions. The latest were in March of this year and July of last year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hi, St. Joseph Eagle fans. Sam Jones here reminding you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagles football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jeff Paradowski, attorney at law, Napa Auto Parts, Prosperity Bank, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, and Serve Pro of the Brazos Valley.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football, and special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning, it's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com to find their specials.
Partial sunshine for today, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm. There is some rain along the Texas coast due to a trough of low pressure in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, we'll wait and see whether or not it moves its way inland. Highs today, 90 to 95. It's partly cloudy tonight. There could be an evening storm, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with the risk of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Saturday, clouds, perhaps a shower or storm. Temperatures on Saturday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports here in just a little bit. That little football game that everybody's talking about this evening. We'll have more on that, of course. Also, high school football gets started tonight. The NFL wraps up their preseason in Texas with the Cowboys and the Texans. All that in Major League Baseball, plus a little FBS football. All will be covered at about 7:50.
The color of love is red. Recent study from China found that men are attracted to women wearing red, and women are attracted to guys wearing red. But it's not that simple. It can't be, of course.
Of course not. It's China. There's communists.
Sure. Women are less attracted to guys wearing the same shade as red as they do. All right. Well, that'll be fine. Australian pilot made an emergency landing after wrestling back the controls from an 82-year-old passenger who'd grabbed him. Police said the elderly man had chartered the small four-seater for a short business trip, but he began acting erratically midway through, moving to shut down the plane's engines and seizing the control stick.
I ought to beat him to death.
Yeah.
The pilots.
Really? Don't make me land this plane. The 23-year-old pilot restrained the passenger and made a distress call. Well, if it's just the two of them, flying one-handed is probably not the ideal situation.
Autopilot.
Yeah, I guess so. Don't know how big the plane was, yeah. So we'll see how that works. So
I'd have punched him right in his noggin.
Yeah, just go over there and sit down and be quiet. Okay. By the way, if you're not an overachiever, we have great news for you in just a little while. Just want to let you know. A despondent soccer fan from Man U accidentally perked up despite the fact that her team lost when Holly Griffiths had bet on her team to win, or so she thought. In fact, she placed the bet wrong. They lost. She still won $2,000. So, you know, that's not a bad thing. That'd work out all right. We have a story from SMU this morning. Co-eds from coast to coast heading back to college, of course, got their laptops, their rolls of quarters for the laundromat, and their case of Top Ramen. Unless you happen to be a member of Chi Omega at SMU, Cosmopolitan Magazine reports that the lady's house was shut down in 2011 due to safety hazards and fire codes. So what did they do? They lobbied the alumni and got $6.5 million to rebuild the faculty house. That's not bad, is it?
How much?
$6.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Deep pockets. Anyway, thing looks like something out of Architectural Digest now. Art room, safe space, state-of-the-art kitchen. Can house 160 sorority members in style.
Did you say safe space?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good
safe
Lord. Space.
Well, I'm just telling you. You know.
What, do they have a panic room?
It's 2014, Kevin. Lighten up. Let's be sensitive about that,
no.
Okay? All right.
Not now, not ever.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying you need to remember that's something that's probably important. So.
That's why we have concealed carry here.
Okay. We're Texas, after all.
By God.
Lady in Utah accused of burning down a house using a rather bizarre method. Cops in the town of Vernal, Utah, never heard of that, but anyway, in Vernal, say one 32-year-old Cameo Caspery waited for her ex-boyfriend to go on vacation. Then she entered the home, turned on the stove, and threw a pound of bacon.
Bacon!
On it.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Cops were alerted by the ex-boyfriend after he allegedly received a barrage of calls and texts from the woman. One officer said, I observed the burner to be set on high and the
bacon
was severely burned and smoking badly. So she tossed a pound of bacon on the stove and turned on high. And there were hot coals scattered on the floor as well. Police say her blood alcohol level was a .346 when they arrested her.
What?
Yeah. How could she hit the stove with the bacon?
Holy cow.
That's a lot of drinking.
That's a pretty serious drink.
Jeez.
Yeah. Speaking of pretty serious drink, notice how I transitioned.
That was very nice.
I'm a radio professional. Okay. If that six-pack of beer is not quite enough for you, you got to love this, okay? Austin Beer Works, which is in Austin. Craft
Brewery. Neat how that works.
Okay, yep. Selling a 99-pack.
A 99-pack.
Got them a 99-pack for $99. They decided the sales of their extra pale ale not living up to what they had wanted, so they hired a creative agency called Helms Workshop. They decided to reinforce the idea that it was a beer that people should reach for morning, noon, and night.
Just put them all on the wall.
I guess so, yeah.
Take Are they down. Bottles or cans?
Doesn't say.
Oh. Because then you could sing that song
you
with
could.
Friends.
Yeah. Well, yeah, seems to me they clink a lot as you're driving home from the store for a bottle, so you'd probably want cans. Anyway, they did a limited test run of 20 cases of 99-packs that sold out instantly. It's a college town. What would you expect?
Yeah, that makes it a dollar a beer, though.
I know. Hello.
Hey, that bacon lady was Travis County DA intoxicated.
That's the new barometer.
Wowzer. Very nice.
Wowzer.
Very nice. Yes,
that was
indeed.
Good.
Anyway. But, yeah, it sells out instantly. So now they say that they think that this will work howsomever.
Well, they only had 20 packs.
Well, that's the problem. They only had a 20 cases of 99
packs. Yeah,
20
of these. Mm-hmm.
So now I guess they got – and I don't know how they contain them. Do they have the little – I don't know. How would you do that?
They just stack them.
I guess they don't do the little plastic things anymore because fish have a problem with that,
there's
right?
a video here.
Oh, there is. Okay, if only there were a way that we would
so
know what it could look like. Okay.
My guess is they're shrunk-wrapped.
Shrunk-wrapped. They could be done that
Whoa.
Way.
Whoa.
Yeah?
It's a pallet of beer.
And, well, again, it's 99 beers. What the heck? So I'm in a discountatorium yesterday. Amazing the number of people who were buying that particular beverage. Not this one.
No.
About, but it, I know.
No.
I was shocked. I believe in every checkout that I walked by, there was somebody doing that.
I was contemplating stopping by a Shoppatorium just for grins today before I go home, just to see how many people are there.
Yeah, early in the morning doing that. Yeah, okay. Well,
no, I meant like
late
when
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. What can I say? All right. I've put this one off as long as I can. This is shocking news. I mean, not particularly to me, but it's going to be to a lot of other people out there. Hello Kitty is not a cat.
Huh?
Huh?
After 40 years of collecting the cash of cat lovers worldwide, the secret of Sanrio's star, Sanrio, is that where little Hello Kitty lives? I don't know. Sanrio's star character has been revealed. The startling truth uncovered by an anthropologist Hello Kitty scholar.
I bet they went to school for that one.
What?
What so, does your daughter do?
Yeah, what's your degree in?
She's a Hello Kitty scholar. Her name is Christine Yano. Studied the phenomenon surrounding the critter for years. Christine helped create Los Angeles' upcoming Hello Kitty retrospective at the Japanese American National Museum. After Christine waded through all the Hello Kitty toasters and coin purses and all that other stuff, to pick out the perfect exhibit.
Oh, don't.
Thank you.
Don't do that again.
Anyway, she sent her notes on for approval. The company was very pleased. Oh, Sanrio, I guess, is the company. Okay. The company was pleased with the Hello Kitty connoisseur's work, except for the one earth-shattering detail. One correction Sanrio made from my script for the show is that Hello Kitty is not a cat. She is a cartoon character. She is a little girl. She is a friend. She is not a cat. She's never depicted on all fours. She walks and sits up like a two-legged creature. She does not have a pet cat of her own, however. Or she does have a pet cat of her own, however, called Charmy Kitten.
So basically we're enforcing slavery now.
How so?
Well, she's a cat that owns a cat.
Oh, well,
that's
no,
just
she's
wrong.
Not a cat.
She is a cat.
Hello, and the Hello Kitty revelations do not end there. She dug even deeper to reveal that Hello Kitty was created with a life story. Her full name is Kitty White.
Going down the same road I just brought up.
I believe now that's the second thing that we've told you today that you can bring up tonight as you're standing around waiting for the game to start.
Not around my friends, I won't.
Hey, by the way, did you know that little Hello Kitty's name is Kitty White? Anyway, she's a Scorpio, and she adores apple pie. She has a twin sister. She is a perpetual third grader. She lives outside of London. So there. Your Hello Kitty facts for today. So you got your 99 beer pack and you got your kitty. Hello Kitty.
And Donald Duck was an investment banker?
No, that was Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, hey.
Scrooge was
remember my cartoons
banker.
Better than I do.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
The most anticipated night of television is finally here. It's time to get back to football and kick off the 2014 NFL season. The kickoff celebration begins Thursday, September 4th, with a special performance by Grammy Award-winning musician Pharrell Williams, live outside CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Following the concert, get ready to cheer as the Green Bay Packers take on the Super Bowl champion, the Seattle Seahawks. Tune in live Thursday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Stream more live games than ever before with NFL Mobile exclusively from Verizon. Hey!
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, it's 722. Prepare for the battle of traffic, apparently. There's going to be more traffic than in the past 6 years on Labor Day, according to AAA. 34.7 million cars traveling at least 50 miles from home. That's the highest since 2008.
I wonder what that did to the A&M travel people.
Yeah.
Because you've got that Monday off, so you could drive, take the RV to South Carolina.
Sure, yeah, could do that.
Gives you an extra day to get back. I'm just curious to see how many...
I had a friend who went up there in an RV, and they got to take the RV on a lap around Talladega.
I saw that. I saw that on Facebook.
Do what?
Yeah.
They took the RV around Talladega Motor Speedway.
How does that work? Do you get?
You got to know someone.
Oh, I was going to say.
And he did.
Okay. What was the speed? What top speed? You know?
I'm guessing going around those corners not too fast.
Yeah, we need to get some details. Well, yeah, you got to secure the cups and sauces you're going through.
Rubbin's racing, baby.
That's it. Go ahead.
Rubbin's racing.
Solar power, which has long been an expensive and sometimes bulky concept, now is steps away from getting a pretty exciting new identity. Scientists in England are turning the corner on a low-cost, more environmentally friendly technology that would allow people to easily take advantage of solar power. Imagine, if you will, adding a quick, sprayable coat of solar power to your curtains on a sunny day, or your jeans before heading off to lunch in the park. We're not that far away.
But I don't know if I want solar-powered jeans.
Well, I'm not sure either. But thanks to a new material called pervescakite.
All right.
Okay, we might be closer.
Right.
The downside is it doesn't last very long. Oh, hey, now here's something else. Have you seen this, this new stuff? It's advertised at Home Depot, I think, from Rust-Oleum, that absolutely waterproofs your, they showed shoes. I mean, it beads up water on every surface.
I think we have some of that up here, and our engineers were, it's like a two-component spray.
Yes, yeah. Two-component.
Yeah.
It seems to work. They do it with mustard and chocolate sauce and everything.
Yeah.
Just runs off. But all the videos I've seen, they do it at an angle, and no one just takes it and smears it on there.
Ah, okay. So, So in other words, we're talking spillage or you're stepping in puddle or whatever.
Although Scotch Guard on steroids
well,
is
sure,
what it amounts
to.
And
when they put it on stuff, and they'll dip the shoes in water and bring it out, and the water flings off.
Right, right.
But I'm thinking if you got, cream gravy, it's not necessarily...
So, in other words, don't pour cream gravy in your satellite dish. Because that was the other thing that they showed, is water beating up and pouring off your satellite dish, and which will make the birds unhappy.
Couldn't you just do that with wax?
That was a children's book I used to read.
What's that?
Don't pour cream gravy on your satellite dish.
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't think so. But see, because that's the other thing. I'd like to see how it works. Again, all they showed was the end result. Yeah, the application process would probably be kind of interesting to know. But this other thing about the spray-on solar power is intriguing, at least.
Skype?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's really, really will work.
Well,
but,
I could see especially the benefit when we do tailgate parties.
Yeah.
You could spray the top of the tent and generate the power for the televisions and stuff that we run during the tailgate party.
Oh, that's very good, unless you got to go stand up there and respray it halfway through. Because the signal breaks up completely, and then you got to go back up there and spray it all over.
All
right, whose turn is it to climb up on the roof here? We need to spray some more stuff on there. Whatever works. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now until the end of September, if you buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling. You get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or you get $500 credit towards your new system from Barker's Heating and Cooling. All right, here's the weather. It's going to be okay. Got a little north wind again this morning, which gives us a little bit of a break earlier in the day from the heat. And we'll be up to 95 today, 75 for a low tonight. There'll be a 30% chance of rain today. It's a 20% chance of rain tonight. And then moving on to Friday, we got a 50-50 chance of showers during the day and a 30% chance of rain at night. And then Saturday, it's a 40% chance of rain. Looks like it'll be cloudy most of the day because our high will only be 90 degrees. Then we'll start warming up again as we head to the new week. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 6, 88% relative humidity. We've got 75 degrees.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
California governor just signed legislation requiring smartphone makers to install a so-called kill switch on new devices. Now, in theory, the switch would make stolen phones inoperable. The law's sponsor, State Senator Mark Leno, Democrat San Francisco, says California has just put smartphone thieves on notice. No, you just put businesses on notice that liberals who don't make anything but trouble think they're smarter than those who actually create products. The governor also signed a bill that encourages schools to teach about the historical significance of Barack Obama becoming the first African-American president. This indoctrination law was the brainchild of Assemblyman Chris Holden, Democrat Pasadena. No word whether kids will be required to bow before Obama's picture. But this next one takes the cake. The Democrat one-party rural assembly passed a bill allowing election officials to count ballots received up to 3 days after elections. All they need is a voter signature dated before Election Day. Not even during the height of Democrat thug rule in Cook County were they this brazen. Now they're openly, in broad daylight, legalizing voter fraud schemes. They don't even care who knows or who objects. So schools have to glorify a Democrat president. Businesses must suffer Democrats designing their products. And if you try to vote them out, they'll create the votes they need after the elections. This is what being drunk with power looks like.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it and reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County commissioners are a step closer to coming up with an alternative plan for developing new computer software affecting the courts, prosecutors, and law enforcement. 8 weeks ago, the county sued a Virginia-based company after being notified they went out of business without finishing software for the local criminal justice system. Commissioners discussed the ongoing negotiations with a possible replacement in executive session as requested by Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard.
Very sensitive for various reasons, so it is my determination that deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on that, the position of our county, the court, in the negotiations with this particular person we're contracting with and also with other competitors.
After the closed-door meeting, Ballard told Commissioner Irma Cawley he will compose a contract for future consideration. Brazos County paid AMCAD, the company that went out of business, $2.6 million to replace a 14-year-old software system. As the United States military continues airstrikes targeting the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, the dean of the Bush School of Government says Washington politicians have to put aside their partisan differences. After speaking to a Chamber of Commerce audience this week, Ryan Crocker was asked how Congress should address what's going on in the Middle East.
Our leadership in Washington of both parties need to take a deep breath, reflect that our national security is at stake here. There are always things to fight over in politics, but America's national security is not one of them.
Crocker says the United States needs to continue having a presence.
The form of that engagement is going to change depending on the situation, depending on the country and our relations with it. We've got to be flexible. I've argued that when it comes to the Middle East, we've got to be ready to use all instruments of American power, hard power and soft power.
In the last 3 weeks, the American military has conducted more than 100 airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq, and the Obama administration is considering a humanitarian effort in northern Iraq, where at least 12,000 have no access to food or water. A Bryan man is held in the Brazos County Jail without bond after his arrest for assaulting an emergency room employee at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center.
The arrest report from Bryan Police states the ER technician, an ER patient, and a friend of the patient were assaulted by 18-year-old Jose Reyes. All the victims were admitted for treatment of injuries. Officers say Reyes, who was also a patient, ran out of the hospital in shorts and a hospital gown with an IV needle still in his left hand. Reyes was caught at 29th and Villa Maria, returned to the ER to remove the IV needle, then taken to jail. A Bryan man has been arrested for an aggravated robbery that took place at the College Station apartment complex in April. 22-year-old Justin Wallace, accused of holding up three people and taking $500 and a cell phone. College Station police continued their investigation. From Brazos County District Court, a Madisonville man who punched an acquaintance in the face and drove off in his car from a South College Station convenience store has entered a plea agreement where most of his punishment has been served. The deal, 30-year-old O'Brien Rourke Jr. made with prosecutors, where a robbery charge was changed to unauthorized use of a vehicle, led to a 9-month sentence. Rourke's been in jail since his arrest 7 months ago. According to the arrest report, it took at least two firefighters and three police officers, with one shooting a stun gun twice, to get Rourke in handcuffs after crashing the car. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office went to court to revoke probation of two people. 31-year-old Bryson Walton O'Brien was ordered to serve a 6-year sentence from a conviction 6 years ago for enhanced family violence. He was arrested in March for possessing marijuana and, according to prosecutors, had not stayed in contact with the probation office. In a separate case, a Brennan woman will serve 100 days in jail for violating probation from a drug conviction that took place 5 years ago. 24-year-old Chelsea Hickman, who was originally sentenced to 10 years, contested the return to jail. Prosecutors say she did not successfully complete a drug court program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A contractor being sued by Texas for fraud refuses to turn over client Medicaid and health records, putting the state at risk of massive federal fines. And that has led to the state filing a second lawsuit.
Texas has already sued Xerox for improperly processing Medicaid dental claims for the state. A federal audit found Xerox authorized claims which should not have been paid, and the state terminated Xerox's contract. The company is supposed to turn over all medical records and patient information, but Stephanie Goodman with Texas Health and Human Services Commission says Xerox is holding the information hostage.
We need to be able to assure our Medicaid clients that their information is safe and secure, and we also need to assure the federal government of that. Other information could be something that, for whatever reason, they're worried about showing up in a lawsuit. We're just not sure because we don't have access to the information.
Xerox refuses to return the records or provide any information about the security of the records, which include client names, photographs, birth dates, and medical and billing records. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
If you're looking for the perfect table and chairs in time for Thanksgiving, Amish Furniture for Generations is the place to be during their Builder Special Sale. Save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs. There are over 300 styles available. Pick from a huge selection in the store or have one custom built the way you want it. Hurry in today to Amish Furniture for Generations and order now to get your custom built table and chairs by Thanksgiving. And save 10% during their Builder Special Sale going on now. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sunshine for today. Perhaps a shower or thunderstorm. There is some rain along the Texas coast due to a trough of low pressure in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, we'll wait and see whether or not it moves its way inland. Highs today 90 to 95. It's partly cloudy tonight. There could be an evening storm, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with the risk of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Saturday clouds, perhaps a shower or a storm. Temperatures on Saturday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It should be a game goes down the wire. Should be one of those, somebody makes a play in the fourth quarter, and hopefully we're in position to do that.
That's South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier talking about the closest of the game. We'll have more on Aggie football's kickoff later on this evening. We'll do that for you in sports here in just a few minutes. We've also got high school football kicking off tonight and a whole lot more that we'll cover for you here in about 12 minutes.
Well, there you go. We got so it's the Labor Day weekend. This is coming up the official end of summer, right?
No more white shoes.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. I got
tickets here for Padre Island, South Padre Island, Schlitterbahn. Hang on, let me see.
695-1620. 695-1620. I have a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn, South Padre Island for the next three people who call. Oh, and you've got until, no, I don't. Nope, I don't. Let's see. Because it's not valid for, well, I say that, it's not valid for Saturdays. What do you think? And it doesn't have an expiration date on it. That's what I was looking for. There's not an expiration date on there. All right. It's not good for Saturday, but aside from that, South Padre Island, 695-1620. Hello?
It's David.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right, David. Now, listen, these are not good for Saturday, okay? Just so you
yes,
know
sir.
That. Okay. All right. David, what's your last name?
Fullen.
All right. Got it, David. Come by and get the tickets, all right?
Thanks, sir.
Thanks. Okay, these tickets are South Padre, and they're not good on Saturday, okay?
Okay.
All right, who are you?
Stephanie Zimmerman.
All right, Stephanie, got a pair of tickets for you, all right? Hey there, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, now listen, this is they're not good on Saturday, but aside from that, they're good. It's for South Padre Schlitterbahn. Who's this?
Susan.
All right, Susan, what's your last name?
Daniel.
All right, got it. Thanks. All right, y'all come by and pick them up. Now, there you go. We've made your Labor Day weekend for you. Or you can leave today if you want to. All right. We did this pay it forward thing right at the
Starbucks
coffee place the other day. All right. Diners in Glenwood Springs, Colorado restaurant served a surprise side order of kindness that built itself for more than 3 hours. Last Thursday, a guy's eating by himself, and he told the server at the 19th Street Diner he wanted to pay for the breakfast for the family of four. He asked the server not to tell the family that he was paying until he left the restaurant. She honored that. When she told the family there was no charge for their food, they decided to pay the bills for everybody in the restaurant.
Wow!
Which is cool. There was about three tables at the time.
Oh, okay.
When that family left, the dinner staff announced that everybody's meal was paid for. And from then on, it pushed on until 1:30 in the afternoon. So, pretty cool.
That is neat.
Yeah. Once again. Now, I like that kind of pay it forward. That's kind of a neat deal there. That wasn't quite like the other thing with the drive-thru. Okay, see how you feel about this. There are more Americans age 23 right now than any other age. There are more Americans the age of 23 right now than any other age.
Do we have a boom?
4.7 million of them. 24 is second, and 22 is third. Most popular, I mean, the largest number of people are either 22, 23, or 24. So there you go. How's that make you feel, Patrick? I felt old for a long time.
Good. Well, that's normal.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello.
It's to be expected.
Hi.
Yes. We're done.
I was wanting to win a ticket.
No, we're done. We only had three pair, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
You could have said something about Scott being old, though.
Okay. Well, didn't.
Just,
that was very
you
nice.
Just have to just hang up.
Well, who?
The
caller?
Didn't. Yeah, I was kind of hoping she'd pick on you.
Oh, quit it. We had this on the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. New survey released this week finds 52% of U.S. teens ranging in age from 15 to 17 do not know how to replace a tire.
Oh, yeah.
Total of 44%. Oh. Now, and this is what's in it. The 44% know how to examine the tire tread. And
that's a plus.
Yeah, that's good. 32% don't know how to check tire pressure.
Mm.
Now,
I thought Obama fixed that with the catch for clunkers just inflate your tires a little more.
Had a situation, this guy I know, okay, he has three roommates. He's the only one who knows how to change a tire. Okay, four guys. He's the only guy who knows how to change it.
That's crazy.
It is. It's just kind of, we now have teens dying in car accidents that can many times be preventable, says Michelin North American chairman Pete Selleck. It's troubling to see this data, knowing that underinflated tires or tires with worn treads can contribute to these accidents. The goal is to get all 50 states to include the tire safety information in their driver education materials by the year 2020.
Sponsored by Michelin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Hello.
But still.
Okay. Hello.
If there are that many 23-year-olds, does that mean there might be hope for Social Security after all?
No. Still no hope. There's a guy I follow on Twitter. He's has been Iowa Hawk blog. His name is David Burge. He's pretty funny. He's mostly conservative. But the other day he said, every generation thinks the next generation's music is crap. Yeah. Congrats to Gen X for being the first to be 100% correct. Hashtag VMAs.
All right. Very nice. Yeah. That is how we feel. Yeah, nothing like a lot of old guys on the radio. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Yes. Hello.
You know, before my daughters were allowed to drive away from the house the first time, they had to demonstrate to me they could change a flat tire.
I think that's fair.
I'm doing the same thing with my kid.
Not a bad idea.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I will absolutely do with that in 7 years.
And I want him to pull over and help some guy change a tire. You know?
That would be awesome.
And I hope somebody captures it on YouTube and posts it and it goes viral.
While you're at it, let's go ahead and change your blinker fluid, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the air in your brake line.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, here you go. According to a study from Social Psychology and Personality Science, people really do just want you to meet expectations. They don't want you to exceed them. So if you've been thinking you should be doing that, now you can exhale and rest easy. According to this study, if you want to get noticed by exceeding expectations, you're much better off if you make a promise and then keep it. In other words, don't keep giving and giving and giving and hope that somebody notices. Instead, make a promise with your supervisor or your team member and then keep your promise without going above and beyond. Don't stay up late every night or hope that somebody's going to be keeping track of you doing that extra work. Pick a night and tell the boss, I'm going to finish this report this evening, and then just finish it. Don't go above and beyond. So, for all you people who wanted to be overachievers, never mind. It doesn't do any good. Just go ahead and
go ahead and be a slacker.
That's it.
I still like the mantra, under promise, over deliver.
Oh, certainly. And that's
especially in the service. If you work for someone, it's a little different. If you're doing work for someone, it might be better to delight them a little bit.
But the idea, obviously, what they're saying is let's finish the primary job first.
Sure.
Let's do that,
yes.
And then you can go on. But don't continue to work and slave until 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night at the office because nobody's going to notice. Okay? That's the way we are now.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors, too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet 1 on Highway 6, next to Harley Davidson.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every tombstone has a birth date on the left and a death date on the right, but neither one of those is as important as the dash in the middle. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. In the movie Dead Poets Society, Robin Williams plays John Keating, an eccentric teacher at a private school, who teaches his students more than just academics. He teaches them about life. In one famous scene, Keating stands them before a display case of old photographs featuring students who attended the school decades before. If they could speak, their message, Keating says, would be carpe diem, seize the day. He encouraged them to live every moment to its fullest and make their time on Earth extraordinary. It's a powerful scene, but how do we go about taking such a statement seriously? I submit that it involves living our lives for the benefit and enrichment of others. Any success we earn has no real lasting value if its only purpose is to create a life of ease and comfort for ourselves. Life is best lived when our strengths and resources are exercised on behalf of others. In whatever way you can, use your gifts and talents to be a blessing to someone in need. That way, when that final date is chiseled onto your tombstone, the dash between the dates will truly represent a life of meaning and significance. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
We don't know what it is yet. It's expected to be here September 4th. And had I known that I was going to feel this great, I would have said, okay, long before now.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I have unbelievable amounts of energy. I have not experienced morning sickness, nausea, food cravings. I actually feel better now than before I got pregnant, which is bizarre.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
You can take just a few capsules of Texas Superfood every day to give your body the nutrition and the good, clean energy that it needs to make sure that the baby is healthy. Healthy mother, healthy baby.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us 844-DRBLACK. 844-
844-DR-BLACK,
TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Intercon, a local company that does windows and solar screens, and that can save you money. You know, energy efficiency can be measured, and you can see it on your utility bill. As we have hot days, but those energy costs don't continue to go up because you've got energy-efficient windows and solar screens from Intercon. That's what they do. Now, solar screens are interesting because they make a difference on your utility bill instantly. I mean, you put those up, that blocks the sun. And by the way, you can decide how much sun that you want to block, anywhere from 10% to 90%. They come in different colors. They also have the window panels sometimes outlined on the solar screen. So that's kind of a neat deal. But the most important thing is it saves you money, and it saves you money from day one. And they're specialists at Intercon. That's what they do. Local people doing the job for you. And when it comes to windows that are energy efficient, they can help you out there too. Remember, builder's grade windows are not the most energy efficient windows. So when you're looking for a way to save money, solar screens and energy efficient windows are two ways to do it. That's the stuff that the folks at Intercon do. So give them a call. They'll come out, give you an estimate. No high pressure. Never is, never will be. They don't do it that way at Intercon. Call them at 823-3639.
Howdy, yeah. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Well, there's this little old football game I reckon we ought to talk about. It's finally time to start the 2014 season. Now, it's the first ever college football game live on the SEC Network, as well as the 2014 season opener for both teams. It will be the first ever meeting between the Gamecocks and the Aggies. The Aggies will be seeking victory in their first conference opener since joining the SEC in 2012. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier was asked about the offensive differences his team now has between when Connor Shaw was the quarterback for them last year and this year's signal caller, Dylan Thompson.
Doing the zone read stuff like about every school in the country is doing right now. And he's capable of obviously, we don't want him hit a whole bunch. We don't have a whole lot at the backup quarterback position. I don't know if any of these players have played much at all. So it's Dylan is our quarterback, definitely, and we need to keep him upright. So he doesn't need to be running all over the place. So that's probably the biggest difference.
As for the game itself, Coach Spurrier thinks it's going to be a real nail-biter.
It should be a game that goes down the wire. Should be one of those somebody makes a play in the fourth quarter and hopefully we're in position to do that.
The spread of the game, 10.5, but the Aggies are an impressive 10-2 in games away from Kyle Field under Coach Kevin Sumlin. It's at William Bryce Stadium. Dave and Dave have the pregame at 4. The kickoff is at 5:01, and it's on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Spanish language speakers, you can find that at RadioAggieland.com for the Spanish broadcast. Now, it's not the only season opener for the Aggies, but it's also high school football cranking up today. Not Friday Night Lights, it's Thursday night. And here's Zach Taylor with the high school football report.
High school football is kicking off a little early this year as the College Station Cougars travel to Rosenberg tonight to take on the Terry Rangers. It's only the third year for the Purple and Black, but Coach Steve Huff says the program is ready to compete for a postseason spot.
I think it's been good for everybody. The kids that made it through and have made it through those first 2 years, very tough. And for the coaches that changed their lifestyle coaching wise and kind of on the comeback now to that possibility of going to the playoffs, it's come full circle.
The Cougars were 6-3 last year, playing in a Wildcat schedule, while Rosenberg Terry was 5-5. Pregame starts at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 on the all new Maverick 102.7. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's your high school football report.
Thank you, Zach. To see your favorite team and what they're doing in football, go to BrazosFootball.com. Texas A&M Soccer gets back to work tomorrow as they host the number 18 University of Central Florida Knights at 8 o'clock, then Illinois State on Sunday at 1:30. And by the way, Friday's game, the 2014 posters will be distributed before the evening's match. Aggie Volleyball gets back to work tomorrow as well at the A&M Invitational. They'll start things off tomorrow at 10 a.m. against the Hawkeyes from Iowa. Their second match is against Tulane in the Green Wave at 5, and then they'll play the UTSA Roadrunners at 3 o'clock on Saturday. The Astros got their hearts broken last night in the ninth inning.
Hit the deep right, way back. Mariznek at the track. He is at the wall, leaping at the wall, and it is gone, and the A's have taken the lead. Sam Fold with a two-run home run to right field in the ninth inning, and the A's lead 5-3.
Astros could add one more to that, but ended up falling to the Athletics 5-4. The Rangers exploded last night.
Swings here and drives one to deep right field. Morrison going back to the track, looking up. It's gone. Rougned Odor crushes a grand slam. The Rangers tack on 4 more and lead it 8-1.
The Rangers ran out fast in the third inning, added more, and beat Seattle 12-4. The Rangers and Stros square off tonight at 7:10. Now, after going last season 0-12, Georgia State won their first ever FBS game as a member as they beat the Abilene Christian team last night 38-37. In the NFL, rookie Tom Savage looked like a polished pro, leading the Texans to a winning touchdown and a two-point conversion against Denver, and that was last week. He has a bit more work to do today in the preseason finale in Houston with the Niners to overtake Case Keenum for the backup quarterback job behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Keenum and Savage will try to make one last impression on Coach Bill O'Brien. Kickoff set tonight for 7 o'clock. Denver's at Jerry World for the Cowboys. That game also starts at 7. And finally, USC cornerback Josh Shaw has admitted to lying about how he suffered ankle injuries. Shaw said he suffered a pair of high ankle sprains Saturday night after jumping from the second story of an apartment complex to save his 7-year-old nephew who was struggling in the pool. Shaw said the nephew could not swim. He admitted to the team officials yesterday that the story was completely fabricated, and now there is an investigation underway. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go visit visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. So we've talked about the number of houses that are actually on the market and the fact that there maybe needs to be some more. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case as a buyer, your selection isn't going to be quite as good, or maybe it is. I don't know. What do you need to do as a buyer looking for a house?
That's a great question. I think that's something that's of concern to many buyers that are out there, and rightly so. So one is the amount of homes on the market. I will tell you that we've got quality inventory in every single price range. We can help you find what you want, regardless of what you're looking for. However, I think a bigger concern is competing offers, bidding wars, things like that, losing out on properties. We're seeing that happen a lot too. So we've been talking for years about interviewing a realtor before you decide the person with whom you're going to list your home. It's just as important or more right now as a buyer. You know, we're blessed on our team to have people who can do that research all day long while our showing agents are out, notify a client and get that appointment booked. So you're going to want to communicate with your agent to make sure that they can take care of you.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Well, workers in England have got to be proud of their work. They were painting a road, made a little goof. Instead of painting the words bus stop, public work employees in Bristol wrote bup stop.
B-U-P.
Bup. Bup stop. The painting project was part of a large-scale renovation to improve the safety of the roads in the area. Pictures of the mistake, of course, went viral. The Bristol City Council unavailable for comment.
Really shouldn't be leaving a pee around the street like that anyway. Okay,
thank you. All right. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, look for a high temperature today. Probably about 95 or so, but north winds make it feel pretty good. It's 75 right now. Coming up on 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio.